Welcome back to Squawk Box. We are waiting for the delayed CPI, and it is just crossing. And an upside surprise here, or a downside surprise, year over year at 2.4, had been expected at 2.5%. And I think one of the reasons is this rent of owner's equivalent rent coming in at a relatively low 0.2%.
Did Steve just say that thing, that owner's equivalent rent? Haven't we been talking about that for months? And that's really what's going to catalyst interest rates, mortgage rates, and even inflation to plummet. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My goal each day is to help explain to you guys what's going to go on with those today. Actually, what's going to go on with those this week? Well, Steve Leisman came in and said there's inflation's coming down and this housing equivalent thing actually plummeted and it's actually helping the inflation numbers. Well, folks, I don't know about you, but if you're a subscriber down there, we've been talking about that for months. So let me go over and explain to you guys what's going to happen with these this week and why, based on the economic news that we have coming out this week. So let's get over it. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, they control that rate over there. It's not mortgage rates. It's not credit card rates or anything. I'll get to that in a second. But they look at these numbers right through here. Remember the PCE, because that number is going to come up later this week. But they look at inflation. They look at the jobs market. Okay, they look at also the GDP, which has been really doing well. But the unemployment market, they've cut over the last few times because they're like, the unemployment numbers, they're going to skyrocket. Well, the last few readings we had, the unemployment rate went from 4.6 to 4.4. Now it's a 4.3. So that's a pretty good number. Anything under 5% is full employment. Now, inflation, what Steve just said, came in and he said the CPI actually came down. Everybody was expecting it to keep going up. But I said, you're going to have what's called housing equivalent rent and energy. We focus on my show each day. We go over, you know, what oil prices is doing. Why that is so important? Well, housing equivalent rents is 40% of the inflation numbers. So the government's using a factor of like 3.5%. Steve just said it went up 0.2%. over the month. So if you extract that out, that's 2.4% over the year. Well, that's 1% lower than what the Federal Reserve really is using. So when they start using the true numbers, you're going to see inflation starting to really topple. And if we can keep oil under $65 a barrel, that's going to help as well. So let's get over to see what's coming down the pike this week that might give us some insight what's going on with mortgage rates. So yesterday we had President's Day. I hope you took the day off. I kind of did, but I worked half the day. But today we got ADP payroll numbers. And first thing you might be saying is ADP payroll numbers today? I didn't even know they were coming out today. So ADP payroll, they came out and they said there were 7.8 thousand new jobs created. Well, last week when this actually came out, I think it was like 6,000. And then when we had a real report coming in from the federal government Friday, it completely contradicted what they come out with. So they said now it's 10,000, but I don't really think the markets are focusing in on that as at all, really. So let's get down to Wednesday. Let's get see if there's anything really here that might kind of upset the apple cart. We got durable goods orders. This is going to tell us, are people actually buying bigger stuff and equipment and companies? They're looking for that to really plummet. So we'll see how that comes in. Housing starts. We need more housing. Even if interest rates come down, there's a pent-up demand for housing, folks. So we really need more housing. We're going to have FOMC officials talking and stuff. Okay, that means the Federal Reserve members. Let's go to Thursday. Thursday, here's what we're going to get. We're going to get initial jobless claims. Okay, how many people first time filed for unemployment? Well, then what I really focus in on is how much those continued claims are building. Because if you get let go and you can get a job the next day, okay, it's a net wash. I know it's tough for you, but so we're going to really focus in on continued claims. And I want that to be at 1.8 million or lower. I hope it just doesn't compound from there. And that's what we're going to watch for. I don't know what's going to come in at, so I'll be watching that as well as you are. And then we go down through here and we're going to see the Atlanta GDP. How robust is our economy still growing? But now here's that number we just talked about. Remember on the Fed watch tool over here, we looked at the PCE. This is the real inflation number the Federal Reserve monitors. Well, it's actually coming out on Friday. Let's kind of take a sneak peek of what they're thinking it's going to come in at. So you're going to see some numbers that say like core and then just core PCE. So let me break these down for you just so you understand. Core PCE price index, MOM. What that means is core means they strip out food and energy, like the oil they just talked about. So they stripped out food and energy, and it is month over month, and it is the December numbers. So they're saying it went from 0.2 to 0.3. Not good, because this is inflation. Okay, this is an inflation number that they focus in on. Then we're going to look at year over year. was 2.8, went to 3. That's not good. That's a pretty substantial increase in inflation. So see what I mean? When you're using housing equivalent rents that's 40, make up 40% of this, that's overinflated, what's the true number of inflation? That's the thing you got to kind of sit there and scratch your head about. And then core PC prices in Q4. All right, so then we're going to get down through here, the PCE. Now, here's what we're going to look at, and here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. We're going to get month over month and year over year. They're saying it's went from 0.2, it's going to go double to 0.4. They're saying the year over year number is going to go from 2.8 to 2.9. They've been pretty bad at these predictions. So as the week progresses, I'll let you know what my thoughts are on these and where I think mortgage rates are going to go from there. So let's get over and see what the Federal Reserve's most likely thinking at this point. So we go over to the CME FedWatch group, and what they do is they put this basically this analytics together to tell us what's the Fed most likely going to do at the next meeting. Now, there's a 90% chance they're not going to do anything. So if we go to the probabilities, and we're going to keep track of this week. So let's go through here. The probabilities of a rate cut, 90%. There's nothing there right now. The next meeting, 73% chance. So here's what I want to do. As the week progresses, and as we get these numbers, especially when we get the PCE numbers and everything else, let's see how these factors go and how they adjust throughout the week. So we're going to start or stamp the week. We're at a 90% chance the Fed's not going to cut rates at the next meeting. So let's see, check in on Friday to see how this goes. So now the broader markets, how are they doing? Well, it's not that Cinderella story that I usually talk about. When I talk about a Cinderella story, I'm like, okay, the Dow Jones is up, S&P's up, NASDAQ's up. Today, they're all down a little bit, but this thing can swing on a dime. But here's what I also like is oil down. If we can get oil below $60 a barrel, now the oil companies don't like this, but this is going to help inflation tremendously. Because remember, Steve Leisman at the beginning said, what's really helping things? Well, it's oil and that housing equivalent rents that we've been talking about for a while. So that's what's going on through here. We got the bond market that's doing pretty well today. So let's get over to what I monitor each day, and it is right through here. So if you really want to know what's going on with mortgage rates, this is it right here. Okay, this is the mortgage bond that we pay attention to. If you look at the top, it says MBS. Just think of it as a mortgage bond, okay? All you have to understand is the price up there. If the price is red, we don't like that. If it's red, that means bad. That means mortgage rates are going to go up. Okay, if it's green, good news, go ahead, whatever. It means mortgage rates are coming down. So a minus 0.02 is not really going to do anything to the market. So rates are going to just be steady as a pancake today. We're going to see progressively throughout the week how it goes, but you can see how ADP payroll numbers did nothing to affect the markets this morning. So we'll continue to watch how the markets go down the road. But if you're a homeowner right now, what should you do? Monitor rates. You're at a 7.5% rate. You're like, damn, they're at 6. Can I save some money? Let's check it out and see if you can. And if you're looking to buy, I can help you out as well. So homeowners, if you want me to monitor your rate and maybe even your monthly savings, plug in your information up into RateWatch 2.1. Here's what it does. I want you to let me know what rate you'd be interested in refinancing. I'll call you, text you, and email you. And how much of a monthly savings would you be interested in? So let's say, Dan, I'm at 7.5%, but when they hit 5, I want to refinance. Okay, whatever. But if I can save $400, let me know. Well, that most likely is going to trigger. So put in your information up through there. But if you're a home buyer, what should you be doing? Get pre-approved. Okay, get pre-approved with us. I'm licensed in over 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. And I'm also here. Here's my slogan. One application, one credit pool. I'm going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? Why? Well, basically think of it this way. When you want to get a rate quote, you're going to call there, have your credit pulled 100 times, and they're going to give you all multiple quotes. Wonder if you could do that with one application, one credit pool. You put it in our system. What we're going to do is get you approved, and then we're going to scan rates all over the country with almost 40 lenders. These are huge banks, credit unions, and just mortgage companies. So you don't have to ruin your credit with all those applications, and let me help you out. I've been doing this for over 35 years, folks. I'd love to help you navigate home ownership or maybe you're trying to refinance to see if you can save some money. So we have a whole bunch of calculators down there. If you're a realtor, loan officer, even if you're a homeowner, home buyer, check out some of the calculators we'd have down there. And also use promo code Dan, capital D, capital A, capital N, and all those calculators are free. So thanks for watching, folks. I don't think rates are going to change at all today, but the rest of the week we have some action coming in. So don't forget to subscribe over there so every day when I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this ends the day. I won't be doing it the rest of the week because I have a couple of live events coming up. So thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.